Make sense? So you talk about reducing volatility. So we'll go across four things. Now, in addition to that, we're going to talk to them about value and growth. Now, what value and growth is, I want to talk about that and kind of explain value and growth. Has everybody got this? Let's see if I can hit value and growth. Yeah, I'm going to wipe this off. So anyway, so now we got these across there. And then what we're going to do is we're going to diversify them across value and growth stocks. Now, management styles. What is value and growth? Well, let me kind of walk you through what this means. It says most mutual fund companies, I think this may be in, I don't know if it's in there or not, in your pack. Okay? But anyway, it says most mutual fund companies have one of the following management philosophies or styles. One of them is called a value approach. All right, and what that means is value approach, they tend to buy and hold stocks for long periods of time. They look for good companies that tend to be out of favor. Some examples would be American Funds, Templeton, Putnam, something like that. They buy they're more of a value manager. Let me give you a good example of how that works. Most people can relate to real estate. You can buy real estate in one of two ways. You can go into the best area of town, but there are no deals. Do you understand that? I mean, if you go into the best area of town, you're going to pay market value for that property because of the fact it's very high visible, all that kind of stuff. Now, but you buy that even and pay top dollar, even it, you don't care because you assume what over the next 15 or 20 years? It's still going to go up. Who cares what I pay for it now? It's going to be worth more later. That would be a growth style manager. A value style manager would do exactly the opposite. They would go buy in areas that are kind of out of favor. They're the kind of areas that people don't want to live in, but guess what they do? They get deals. They go buy the house that needs to be totally gutted, but they see the future in it. Well, here's what happens. If you take a growth manager, when the market's going up, they tend to do a lot better because they're the first recover. When there's a turn, good real estate recovers quicker than bad real estate. All right? But at the same time, when the thing goes down, if you're paying in the growth, you're going to go down a lot more. But if you go over the last 10 years, and you go back 10, 20, 30 years, they end up about the same. 1994 was the value funds did better than the growth. The growth did better in 1995. But one of the things you got to keep in mind in talking to people is that if you can keep people from losing money, that's a big key in them making money long term. Let me give you an example. If you have $100 and you lose 10%, that means you get $90. So if you lose 10% this year, make 10% next year, you don't break even. You got $90 times 10% is $99. You're still down. All right? So a lot of these funds that are doing these huge returns, but they take these big hits on top of it, they don't do any better than the ones that just don't lose money. All right? But the difference is that people are, if you can reduce that volatility, they stay in it. Some examples of the growth approach are American Capital, AIM, Fidelity, 20th Century. All right, some of the things, it says low portfolio turnover and low expenses are the trademark of value companies. Some of these, if you look in the front of the prospectus, and this is how you can tell if they're a value or a growth, and it shows total portfolio turnover, all right, over the years, 6%, 9%, 17%, 31%, 10%. Down at the bottom of page 3, it'll say portfolio turnover. Now, if you went and opened up an American Capital equity income fund, which is a growth and income fund, all right, it will have turnover rates of 190%, 120%. What that means is that they buy and sell every single stock that year. Okay? And some. Whereas a value manager will buy one, hold it for 5 years, buy it depressed, hold on to it. They're buy and hold. See the difference? Big difference in the strategies. Now, it's been proven that if you will put value and growth funds together, you will keep the same kind of returns, but you will dramatically reduce the risk involved. Now, when I'm explaining this to people, I'm explaining it just like that. I'll spend 45 minutes with somebody explaining the way this thing works, because what are you talking about? You're talking to somebody that's got 100 grand, something like that. And so then what we do is we put them across several funds that are both value and growth. Now, if you took that and said, okay, you got growth and income, and growth, international, and aggressive growth. Now, we've already talked to them about becoming an owner, not a loaner, where they're at, how they can't get a real rate of return, and then we tell them, or say, we're going to put you in two in each. All right? Now what they've got eight funds that are different, all of which are different. Every one of them are different in the way they manage their money. They're across thousands of stocks. You have absolutely taken and reduced the risk, and they feel that way. They feel better about it, and they're willing to give you more money. And you can go in there and get, I mean, you meet with people, and you get, I mean, plenty of times I go in there, I get everything, including their money market account for their emergency fund. I mean, the whole thing. And do I feel confident about it? Heck yeah, I do. I'm not worried about that. I mean, you go out there and you do what's right and you make sure that you're telling the truth. Don't sell them on 25% return. Guess what will happen? They'll stay with you.